Well, I guess it's the first question for me. Can I talk about your background and experience and why you wanted to run for county treasurer?
Okay, so I am a lifelong Osage County resident. I was born and raised and currently reside in Pawhuska. And obviously, like everybody else, you have the opportunity to move out, but Osage County has always been home, and I just have this pride and the history and everything that Osage County has to offer. So with my banking background and then being able to work for the county, I just feel like those two things together have put me in a position that I feel passionate about running for Osage County Treasurer, and I'm just really thankful for the opportunity to be considered as a candidate. I have a business management degree, and then, like I said, the banking background, and then I have the in-office experience, so I just feel that I'm a really qualified candidate for this position, and again, like I said, I'm just very thankful to be considered for the position.
And of course, I know you're the first deputy under Sally Halse, the outgoing county treasurer who's been in office for several years now. Kind of talk about what you've been able to learn as first deputy under her leadership.
Absolutely, yes. And I'm very thankful to Sally because she did hire me from the bank. We had a relationship, obviously, through the bank, working with the county's accounts. I dealt with Sally very closely. And like I said, she offered me the position, and I was very thankful for that. And just being able to shadow her over the past 3.5 years that I've been in the office has been amazing because she's a wealth of knowledge, and just her trusting me and instilling some of her knowledge in me I'm grateful for that opportunity from her.
And before I ask you about your platform, for some people who may not know, just kind of talk about what goes in on a day-to-day basis for the county treasurer and what the county treasurer does.
Yes. So for the county treasurer's position, you know, a lot of people, and even myself before I started working at the county, just think about property tax collection. But there's so much more to the job, and that's what really is important for me to share with people is that, you know, the county treasurer is the banker of the county, and that's what I just push to people. My banking background has been beneficial to me, and obviously it's not a requirement to have the banking background to be a treasurer of any sort, but it's been very beneficial to me because, like I said, the treasurer is the banker of the county. So we collect all the deposits from all the different departments throughout the county and deposit them into their fund within the county's fund and then also at the bank. And then any checks, vouchers that flow through come to our office to be registered so we can track those because we're balancing the accounts to the actual bank account. And so it's, like I said, a lot more than just the tax collections. There's a lot that goes on, and that's why I feel lucky that I've had the day-to-day experience in the office because it's made me realize that it is such a much bigger job than just anybody might think with tax collections and such.
And with that being said, just kind of what's the platform that you're running on for this election?
Yes, so I've been promoting that, you know, with my experience in the office that I would provide a smooth transition to taxpayers just because I've worked in the office and I wouldn't have any sort of learning curve as somebody who hasn't worked in the office would come in. You know, obviously you can learn the job over time, but I don't have that because I have the on the job experience. And I'm not really promoting big changes with my platform, but obviously as state statutes change, software changes, there will be changes integrated, and I'm fully open to those changes, but that's not really something I'm running on. Like I said, I just want to provide a smooth transition for taxpayers because our current treasurer has been there for such a long time and everything's gone so smoothly. I want to continue to run smoothly.
Well, then, you know, just kind of a final question for me. Primary elections, a little bit different, just in the sense that it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. Anytime you see, you know, two Republicans, two Democrats on the ballot, it's important to kind of know the differences in those two candidates. So kind of what's the biggest differentiator, if you will, or differentiators between yourself and Mrs. Myers, who you're running against, obviously?
Yes. So I always say that the experience is what matters, especially in a position like this where we're dealing with, you know, not just numbers on a spreadsheet, but we've got actual dollars and actual bank accounts that have to be balanced to the penny every day, every month, every year. And so that experience and knowing how to do that, I think really sets me apart because I have that experience. And obviously human error, there's going to be issues that arise, but having the experience to be able to know how to find and fix any errors that come up is very important in a position like this.
Well, is there anything else that I may have not asked that I should have asked, or anything else you would like to add for that matter?
No, I think we've covered just about everything I like to share with people, but I'm always open to any questions anybody has. So I have a Facebook page that has my contact information on there. So I always like to share that just to have a way of, for people to reach out if they have any questions for me.
Well, and that was the final thing I was going to say, just how can people get in contact with you, whether it be Facebook, or I'll let you expand upon that.
Yes, so I do have a Facebook page that I've been sharing information on, but I also have an email and phone that are on there, but my phone number that I can be reached at for any questions about campaign-related stuff is 918-580-0237, so I am always open to any questions, concerns, or anything anybody has.
And what is that Facebook page?
It's Bridget West for Osage County Treasurer 2026.